You are listening to Dr. Angelika Christie, international speaker and recognized as a trendsetter in women's wellness and leadership programs. And you are listening to the SOB Radio Network. Hello again, my faithful listeners. Hello to my radio show, where you are magnetic, sexy, ageless, and abundant. Yes, but you have to listen to my radio shows for that, okay? So today I want to wrap up the exercise theme with a few ninja strategies. Who wants ninja strategies? Of course we all do. Who would not want to know inside secrets, right? But before I share those with you, let me just recap what I shared with you in the previous episode. So I shared with you the myth about needing to go to the gym for fitness, and also the myth about cardio for fitness, and also the myth about the length of your daily exercise for fitness. And I highly recommend, if you don't know what I'm talking about here, go to the previous episode to listen to this. All right, because I shared with you there that this long, steady exercise really does harm to your heart. And this is exercises like jogging for long periods of time at the same speed, or other exercises. And the harm actually to your body composition. Yes, you don't really lose fat that way. And even the harm to your hormones. And so much more. And then I shared with you that short and intense exercises are superior, and how even interval training benefits your body so much more than long and steady exercises, and how even 4 to 5 minutes of intense exercise per day will burn more body fat and ramp up your metabolism so much more, and even keep it high long after you stopped exercising. So the fat burn goes on all day, and even more than that day. While on the other hand, regular exercise, yes, it burns some fat during the exercise, but after you stop, the fat will come back. The body will feel that it needs to rebuild the fat again, that it will lose up when you exercise again. And I finished with an example of what I do most days to keep myself fit, mentally sharp, and physically lean and sexy. Yes, the sexy is a big part of it, because remember that I shared with you the scientific study that hard, intense exercise really increases your testosterone and the level of released growth hormone exponentially, and not only in men, but also in us women, and yes, even in women after menopause. So ladies, don't you think that this is important? And if any of you feel a decline in everything that I just mentioned, like mental acuity and sex drive, a remedy that costs nothing and works is high, intense, and short exercise. Now, I'm not saying that if you are on hormone replacement therapy that you should stop that, but you may want to have it monitored by your doctor, because when you start daily intense and high level exercise, short, your hormones will benefit. So, okay. Here, let's go into this episode, now after I have refreshed your memory where we left off last week. So this episode is all about ninja strategies for maximum fat loss. So ninja strategies, I will actually share with you more toward the end of the show. We talked about the benefits of short and intense workouts for the heart. But I want to complete this with telling you how important those short and intense exercises are for your lungs. Because here is what happens to your lungs if we do not train them properly. Ready? They shrink. Yes, as a matter of fact, your breath capacity, your capacity to breathe deeply and have the full capacity lessens with your age if you don't train it. Why? Because just like the heart, the capacity for maximum output in case of an emergency must be trained. And I would like to talk a little bit more about this. And even go a bit into what the yogis call pranayama, which is really yogic breathing and is such an incredible health benefit. Not just for your mind and your emotions and spiritually, but physically. It has a strong physical effect on you. So here, let me share this with you. But before I go into the pranayama, let me just read a quote because Dr. Phil Gostyensky wrote something that I would like to share with you. And it's in his book. It's called Health Secrets for the Stone Age. And here's what he writes. Most modern humans do not exercise as if their lives depend on it. But the life depends on it. He says, but they do. If we don't push our heart and lungs toward their limits, they will have little reserve and are incapable of meeting the demands of stress, infection, or injury. And he continues, thousands of generations ago, we may have become another creature's meal, right? Now, we are just as surely killed by disease that were mostly non-existent back then. Even in the elderly, back in prehistory, instead of death that came in seconds, however grisly those last seconds must have been, our dying today takes years. Just think about that. Because our bodies were really made to have a maximum output in case of emergency. Because we are still part animal, right? Our bodies is our bodies and our fight and flight response is not much different than that of mammals. But we don't exercise it anymore. Mammals, a dog doesn't sit on the sofa and becomes a couch potato. But even dogs, if we domesticate them too much, they may lose that ability to fight for their lives and fight for their life and survive as well. At the National Institute of Health and Nutrition in Tokyo, Japan, Dr. Izumi Tabata did some research, and his most famous study shows the powerful effects that short, high-intensity workouts can have on your lungs. What he actually did was he measured the maximum, the amount of oxygen that gets transported to the cells in a given amount of time. And of course, this is VO2, but we don't need to know this here. But the anaerobic capacity of two groups of cyclists, that's what he studied. One group did medium intensity, long duration routines like aerobics, and the other did short, high intensity routines like in anaerobic. And after 6 weeks, the group doing the short, high intensity workouts improved their output by 14% and their anaerobic capacity by a remarkable 28%, so that's double. This means that the high-intensity workouts not only improved their lung volume, but also raised the amount of oxygen their body could produce during the workouts. This performance boost really enabled them to hit their supra aerobic zone and trigger the adaptive responses that create a lean, disease-free body. You see, and you can have those results if you just do this high intensity level training for a few minutes a day. Do you get this? I want to share with you an example that I actually got from Dr. Sear's book, A Pace. And it really makes it very, very, very visible. And he says, let's say you pedal as fast as you can on a bike for 15 seconds, as fast as you can. When you stop, you continue to pant, right? You feel out of breath. So this is a kind of high output challenge you can't sustain for very long, right? You have reached, in other words, you have reached your supra, what he calls supra aerobic zone. And this is very different from doing an aerobic workout for 45 minutes. Here is what it does. By making those small challenges in this direction, your workout can produce remarkable results. And you only need 5 minutes or a maximum of 12 minutes to achieve the desired effect. And he says that in a matter of weeks, you can lose pounds of belly fat, build functional new muscle, reserve heart powers, which reverses any heart disease, even heals the heart that you may have trouble with. It builds energy reserves available really on demand for you. It strengthens your immune system and reverses many of the changes of aging. Would that be good enough for you? By the way, if you think that panting and heavy breathing may be a stress on your heart, heavy breathing for a few moments is actually a good thing because it means that you're demanding more oxygen from your body than it can provide in that particular moment. So it learns how to make more oxygen available. Because if there is an oxygen deficit, it's the essence of supra aerobic exercise. While panting may be tiring, it's the best thing you can do, and you don't have to do it for a very long time, right? Because with short bursts of intense exercise, your body burns the energy stored in muscle tissue instead of energy stored as fat. This teaches your body to store more energy in the muscles, not as fat, so that it's available for quick bursts of energy for you. Okay, so this was from the book from Dr. Sears, PACE. And actually, PACE, P-A-C-E, it stands for Progressively Accelerating Cardiopulmonary Exertion. Okay, so it's really, it starts with an interval training and high intensity short exercises. So we believe that breathing is the most natural thing in the world. And yes, it is. Our breath is the most important part because we cannot be without breath for more than a couple of minutes until our brain shuts down and the whole body shuts down. You can be without food for weeks and months. You can be without water maybe for a week, maybe for a little longer, but you cannot be without breath for more than a couple of minutes. While there are some world record holders like Stig, I think he sits underwater and I believe he still holds the world record for holding his breath for more than 20 minutes. But of course, he has spent all of his life training it to this point. And I'm not too sure if this is really achievable for everybody or even all that healthy. But here are some of the health benefits of really mindful breathing, becoming conscious of your breath and using your breath to either bring energy in your body or calm it down or so many other things. So here are a couple of it. It actually detoxifies by releasing toxins and tension from your body, from your muscles, and from your whole system. Of course, it relieves emotional tension. It relieves pain. You can train your your body to lessen the intensity of pain through breathing. It massages your organs internally. You know, it increases actually your output of oxygen into your cells, into your muscle tissue. Different kinds of breathing. It improves your nervous system, strengthens your lungs. It helps lower blood pressure. It boosts energy levels and improves stamina. It improves cellular regeneration. It elevates your moods. It improves the quality of your blood and so much more. And even assists in your weight loss or weight control. So we all know that, yogic breathing and meditation together with breath can bring you into a meditative state. And that's very important. But breathing can also really energize you and tone your muscles. And I just want to make you aware of one of the breathings that I would like for you to start training yourself to do every day. And it goes like that. You always start with the exhalation. So first exhale and then slowly allow your breath to flow into your body. And almost as if water pours into a container. It starts by taking your breath in through your nose. We don't want to open the mouth. It should really go through your nose because that's where all of the little particles of dust or so are caught in your nasal hair. And actually the pranayama or the energy, the cosmic energy that oxygen and the breath also brings into your body happens where the nose and your throat actually come together. So that's why it's important to breathe in at least through your nose. So take in a slow breath and then feel that the breath comes into your body through your nose and goes into your lungs and then all the way let it travel into your diaphragm, which means your belly actually, your abdomen expands just as if you would blow into a balloon. Air goes in, your belly expands, right? And when you have fully inhaled, hold it there for 2 or 3 seconds and then exhale by just allowing the air to naturally flow out. And it starts really from your stomach, from your diaphragm. So your abdomen kind of shrinks, it collapses slowly, and your air travels naturally out of your lungs. And here, if you like, you can open your mouth, but you don't really have to open your mouth. You could do all of your breathing exercises, except some, like the fire of breath, through your nose. Most breathing exercises just go with your mouth closed, into your nose and out of your nose. Okay, and when you exhale, the last bit of exhalation, really pull your stomach in, actually pull your abdomen in very, very tight, almost as if your belly button, would touch your spine. Make your stomach hard, pull it in and exhale every bit of your air out. And then just relax, and naturally the air comes back into your nose and fills you up again. And consciously expand your belly again, your abdomen, bring the air all the way down into your diaphragm, hold it there, and then allow it to naturally leave your body again until there is almost a state of neutral, and then press your abdomen hard into your spine, belly button into your spine to expel all remaining air out of your body. And do this a few times. It's very refreshing. It really brings new oxygen into your blood, which of course nourishes every part of your body, your cells and everything. Okay, so of course you can also buy a book that explains more about the different ways of breathing for fitness, for health. And maybe I will do a whole episode just on breathing. But for now, I just wanted you to become aware of your breathing and how your breath travels into your body, all the way down into your diaphragm and then actually comes out again. So become aware of your breathing. And some of us, or actually most of my clients and patients, have been breathing the wrong way. Actually, when they inhale, they tighten up their stomach, which of course is not, it's counterproductive, right? Babies breathe normally, and you see when they inhale that their little bellies expand. So if you have a little bit of a challenge or an issue breathing properly, lie down. It's the easiest to control your breathing. When you lie down, rest your hands on your abdomen. And then when you inhale, feel that your hands are actually being raised by your expanding belly or abdomen. All right? Good. Okay, I think it's time to share with you my ninja strategies. My ninja strategies for maximum fat loss. So here it is. Ninja strategy one. Before your meal, before especially your biggest meal that contains most of the calories, here is what I want you to do. About 15 or 30 minutes before, I want you to do something that brings you totally out of breath. It can be as short as 1 or 2 minutes. Either you do 1 or 2 minutes of squats, but when you do squats, be certain that you do them properly. Or you do jumping jacks, or you have a rope, jumping ropes, whatever it is. Get totally out of breath. You remember, you need to pant. You need to be so much out of breath that you are unable to have a conversation going. All right? So do that. What does it do? It ramps up here, wakes up your metabolism right then and there. And so when you have your meal, your calories are already used up rather than stored as fat. The calories from your food, of course, that is. All right, that's one ninja strategy. The other ninja strategy is have a full glass of water. What is a full glass of water? Some believe it's 6 ounces. No, it's at least 12 ounces. Better even 16 ounces. Well, let's say if you don't like to drink that much water all at once, have it at least a 12 or 14 ounce of water. Drink it about 15 minutes before a big meal. What does it do? It fills up your stomach to a certain degree. And it also washes kind of the container in which the food will be received. It washes that clean. So it's almost like an internal shower. And of course, it will curb your hunger, your appetite. Maybe not your appetite, but your hunger. Okay? And you already give your brain the signal that food or something is coming into your stomach. Because I don't know if we have discussed that, but your brain is actually, it lags a little bit behind. Your brain understands or gives you signals to you that it had enough to eat about 15 minutes after you have already eaten too much. Okay, this is why you may have heard the saying, stop eating when you are 3/4 full, because you are really already full. It takes your brain to really realize that you are full another, it has a relapse of about 15 minutes. Okay, so when you start 15 minutes before you eat with drinking some water, your brain already gets a signal that something is coming into your stomach and it curbs your appetite. So those were two ninja strategies for fat loss. Let me see, do I have another one? Yes, why don't I give you one more? Don't get distracted with anything else. Don't watch TV when you eat. Or have a discussion about something that excites your nervous system. If you have a discussion or if you eat in company, have it a nice, pleasant exchange, okay? But if you are discussing your financial challenges or something that bothers you about your partner, or if you want to get really upset with somebody and tell them about something that you got really disturbed or angry about, don't do that while you eat, because it really ruins your enjoyment of your food, and it releases toxins in your body. You cannot digest your food properly when you are in an aggravated or agitated or angry state of mind while you eat. And here is one more ninja strategy. Chew your food well. It's kind of like the pre-digestion already happens in your mouth. There are enzymes that are released that pre-digest your food in your mouth. So if you just push your food down and eat very fast, your body has a hard, especially your stomach, has a hard time digesting your food properly. So the pre-digestion, to open up the food and release the enzymes, starts in your mouth. Here is how you can regulate that. I would suggest that once you have your fork and your knife and you cut off a piece or take a spoonful, if it's soup, and put it in your mouth, whatever food it is, put your utensils down and wait and chew the food in your mouth. And if it's soup, just allow it to be in there and taste it. If it's solid food, chew it really, really well, and really become aware of the texture of your food. Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it warm? How does it feel? Is it salty? Is it sweet? Is it tangy? Because all of these sensations happen in your mouth. All of the pleasures of eating your food happens in your mouth. Once you swallow it, you don't have that sensation of pleasure and enjoyment of your food anymore. So I want you to spend more time chewing and experience the food that you eat in your mouth. And this will help you to eat less, because it takes much longer. Your meal takes much longer. And it will also make your digestion easier, actually release more nutrients out of your food that you eat. So it's an overall ninja strategy for your fitness, for your health, for your weight loss, especially your fat loss. All of these strategies that I just mentioned, take them to heart, because they make a big difference. And they are not difficult, right? They are not difficult to perform. So it's water before you eat. Never, ever water down your food with water. Watering down your food with water means drinking water while you eat, in between your putting food in your mouth. Take water or any other liquid. What that actually does is it will dilute the digestive juices, the digestive combination that your body needs to break down the food. It will just diluted and water it down. So digestion will be hampered. You will probably be bloated and have digestive problems. Okay? So these are the ninja strategies for maximum fat loss. I believe that we are coming to the end of this episode now. And we are also coming to the end of this whole area of optimized health. You remember I started the whole episode from episode 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5, be focused on how your mind really and goal setting and how that affects your life, especially how to crystallize your goals so that you get what you want. And then the last five episodes, we talked about how to optimize your health. And we went into different areas of what optimized health really is all about. And the last three episodes, we talked about the physical aspects, how to exercise. And today I gave you a little bit more information about why hard and short exercises are so much better than prolonged and continuous exercising for an hour or more. And also I gave you the ninja strategies about breathing and what to do before you eat your biggest meal. So what we will continue with in the following episodes is we will go into relationships. Yes, relationships. I'm going to start with the relationship with yourself, okay? And then we go into how to heal the relationships that still burdens you, the relationships from the past that you still carry with you, the burden of that, the self-talk, anyway, we are going to heal those relationships. And then we are going to inspire the relationships that you want to keep in the now and how to let go, how to love free the relationships that do not serve you anymore, that are not in alignment with you anymore. And then we also going to talk about in continuing episodes in that relationship track about how to prepare and how to design for the relationships you want to have in the future. So this is going to be a very inspiring and interesting whole track, the relationship track, because this is really what your life is all about. It's all about a relationship, and it starts with the relationship you have with yourself. Okay, so I hope you get excited and inspired to follow and to continue listening to me. But this is it for this episode. So I am signing off. This is Dr. Angelica Christie. And listen to my next show next week of Magnetic, Sexy, Ageless, and Abundant when we start the relationship track. Bye-bye for now.